Next speaker is Dr. Baijun Bai. He's an assistant professor of geological sciences and engineering at Missouri University of Science and Technology. He's going to be talking to us about preformed particle gels for conformance control. So come on over.
Good morning, everybody. It's my pleasure to have the opportunity to present my work, preformed particle gel for conformance control. You may surprise, we have petroleum engineer in this state. That's true. Actually, now we have 5 faculties in our program, and more than 100 undergraduate students, and about 20 graduate students. So actually, you know, the world, the nation, still need now petroleum engineer to fill the gap between the conventional fossil oil, fossil energy, and the alternative energy, at least within the next 20 years. That's true, I think. In this presentation, I will present what's the mechanism of oil production and what's the target of enhanced oil recovery. And then I will focus on my research project, preformed particle gel for conformance control. And last, I will introduce the future of my research and the summary for this project, for this presentation. Here shows the oil production processes. Actually, the oil production usually includes 3 processes. The first one called the primary recovery. It usually can produce about 15% of oil from the reservoir. And then it called secondary recovery. It can produce another 20% of oil from reservoir. At the end of the secondary oil recovery, we can use the EOR method, also called the tertiary oil recovery method. It can reduce another 11% of oil, but this depends on technology. If we develop a new technology, we can produce much more oil, because you can see, even after we use enhanced oil recovery method, we only can produce about 50% oil. We still left a lot of oil in the reservoir because the oil is stored in the porous media rather than the lakes or rivers in the subsurface. This is the mechanism of oil recovery. When you drill a hole in the reservoir, the natural energy in the reservoir will push the oil out. That's called a primary recovery. And then when the energy is not enough to support the oil flow through the porous media, we have to inject some water to push the oil out. That's called the secondary recovery. At the end of secondary recovery, you know, the water just breaks through from the wells. And you will produce much, much more water than the oil itself. Like in the US, we produce more than 7 barrels of water when we produce 1 barrel of oil. So many people said the oil company is not really oil company, it's waste water company. So that's the truth. So at that time, you know, the oil production is not economical enough, and also it's really damaged the environmental. So we need some new technology. That's called the tertiary oil recovery. Tertiary recovery including the thermal method, like we inject some heat in the reservoir. This is major for the heavy oil. You may don't know, in the Missouri, we have 2 billion oil in place. So at last year, you know, because oil price is up to more than $60 per barrel, so more than 300 wells was drilled in the Missouri. But you know, most of was shut off today because oil price dropped again. So another one, just a chemical method. We just inject some surfactant or polymer to clean the oil. One is a very promising method, just inject solvent, like a CO2. When we inject CO2, it not only can enhance the oil recovery, it also can sequester the CO2 in the reservoir. Actually, currently, CO2 enhanced oil recovery is the most feasible method for sequestered CO2 currently. Also, it is a proved method. Also, some other methods like MUR method. This is the target of the EUR in the US. Actually, in the US, we have a regional oil in place this month, 649 billion. But currently, we only produce 183 billion of oil. We left a lot of oil in the reservoir, in the discovered reservoir. This now EUR target. Actually, US DOE state, we can use the EUR method to recover another 200 billion of oil from the discovered reservoir. So what great potential in the future for the EUR. This is the EUR potential, you know, in the world. You know, this shows the future energy sources. Even I don't believe this one very much, because I don't think the natural gas and EUR will, you know, crude oil just so, you know, have the played a so small role in the next 20 years. But I believe the EUR will have a big role in the future. Currently, we are in the oil peak. The EUR method only produce less than 5% of oil. But in the future, after 30 years, or 20 years, most of the oil will come from the EUR method. So this picture tells you why we cannot recover 100% oil. We want, but we can't. The first one, we have a lot of residual oil in the formation. Even it's water flooded rather. You know, the residual oil may be in the oil drop in the pore space, may be coated on the surface of rock. So we can't recover it with water. Another one, most oil in the reservoir is very heavy compared to water. When you inject water, water just fingering through the reservoir. So you cannot leave a lot of oil there. Right here. And another thing, just all the reservoir in the formation is not very homogeneous. Different layers have different permeability. When you inject water, the water just goes through the very high permeability zone. So you left a lot of oil in the low permeability zone. Thus, you have to reduce the high permeability zone permeability. Another thing for the fresh reservoir. Actually, about 50% oil from fresh reservoir in the world. You know, in the fresh reservoir, it has a lot of fracture. When you inject water, water just goes through the fracture and not sweep the oil from the matrix, the low permeability part. So, for the fresh reservoir, the oil recovery usually less than 20%. So my research just focuses on how to reduce the high permeability zone, how to block the the fractures. This is my product preformed particle gel for conformance control. The preformed particle gel just cross-link the polymer. You know, this is a dry powder. When you put some water, it will swell. And we just inject swelling particle into the formation to block fracture of the high permeability zone. They're very simple. So why we need gel treatment? As I said, our company produces much, much water than the oil. So excess water production is the biggest problem for them. And the gel treatment is one of the best methods to control the water. Also, it can use, can improve the oil recovery. So this is just to show you what's the gel. And the gel just some liquid formulation composed of the polymer, cross-linker, and activates. And this is liquid formulation, it's called a gelant. And when we inject gelant into the formation, at the formation temperature, it forms the gel. This is like gel. Gel is maybe very weak, like the flowing gel, maybe very strong, like the rigid gel, like a rubber. And this is the method for the conformance control. Two methods we use. One is for the nearby wall treatment. If the two layers have no cross flow, it has a barrier between layers. We just inject the gel from the injection well or the production well. This is very easy to deal. But if your reservoir, your layers have cross flow, if you inject only small amount of gel, after you inject it, you have to inject water again. So the water will go through and then pass here to go by the high permeability again. So we will not increase oil recovery, not reduce water production. But so we need to put the gel into the in-depth of the reservoir. After that one, we can remove much, much more oil from the lower permeability zone. So this is commonly we use two kinds of gel. One is called in situ gel. Just we inject the gelant into the formation. At the formation, the gelant will form the gel, then block the high permeability zone. At this case, the gelation will happen in the reservoir condition. And another one just called preformed gel system. We form the gel in the surface facility. And then we inject the gel directly into the formation to block the high permeability zone. So it's no gelation process in the subsurface. Traditionally, we use the in situ gel system. So it has a lot of inherent, distinct disadvantage for this system. Because when you inject the system, it will cross-link in the formation. But the system, like a polymer, will be shared by the pump, by the porous media. And also, because the gelant have multiple components, so it will have the absorption problem, chromatographic problem. So all these factors will influence the gel quality. Maybe cause your gel not formed in the place. Also, another problem for the traditional gel, in situ gel, it will damage your reservoir. Because the polymer will go to the low permeability zone. If it forms the gel in the low permeability zone, it will have a very negative effect on the treatment result. So currently, many people are not interested in the preformed gel. This is the free research. Dr. Randy Sidwright, they did some preformed bark gel treatment work. And Alan Zedden in the IFP, France, they developed some micron size gel. And this few company developed a nano size particle gel. They call it brine water. And they use this one for more than 10 wells. And I initiated this project about 10 years ago when I worked in PetroChina. It's just a macro-sized particle gel, and we already inject this well, this particle, for more than 2,000 wells. And recently, a fuel company in the US also used this technology to do a lot of fuel treatment. So now we have a series of products. The size, swelling ratio controllable, also have the product have very good salt resistance and temperature resistance. And another advantage for the particle, because it has long-term stability than the polymer itself at high temperature, high salinity. Next, I will skip the next few slides. This is just now experimental result to tell you why the particle gel can not only reduce the water production, also it can enhance the oil recovery. So this is just a few slides. So this is a field application. So far we use more than 2,000 wells, and also many companies start to use it. And we use different kind of reservoir, some natural fracture reservoir, we want block fracture, and some reservoir without fractures at the very beginning. But it has a lot of channels or high permeability strips because long-term water flooding. So we also inject this particle. And the temperature, salinity, you know, all the formation water have different salinity. So this the gel can use the different area. The amount we used about this amount is dependent on reservoir properties. This is just one example what I did in the field. This is the first pilot test for this technology. This is the oil production. This is before treatment. Before treatment, you can see the oil production about 8 tons per day. After we inject the gel, the oil production go up to 12 tons per day. And this is the water cut, just how much is water compared to the total volume of the liquid. At the very beginning, it's 90% water. After the treatment, it's dropped to 80. Say, this is I will tell the future research for myself, for this project. Fortunately, I got support from the a company, it's called a Research Partnership to Secure Energy for Americans, and the DOE contract, and I can continue the project here. So for this project, I will first study the transfer mechanism of the swelling gel, and use this result to design optimize the fuel treatment. Second one, I will develop some nano or micro-sized particle gel. But this gel is different from other people. You know, for other people, the swelling rate is not controlled. It's swelling very fast. I want to develop a swelling rate controllable particles. So it can much easier to inject into the in-depth of the reservoir. Another one, I try to combine this technology with other UR methods, like surfactant flooding, to improve overall oil recovery. So this is just a summary for my presentation. We know we still have at least 65% reserve in the reservoir. We can recover this reservoir. This is the reserve. And the EOR method can produce another 25% oil in place, even more if we have more good technology. And the research, what I did, you know, the PPG product treatment can overcome some distinct disadvantage of the traditional in situ gel system. Also, it proved it's a cost-effective method to improve oil recovery and also reduce water production. Thanks. This financial support from research partnership to secure energy for Americans. They have $50 million every year to give out. Thank you.